With Russia and China in its back pocket, Syria's regime stymies the United Nations and cracks down even harder on its own citizens. The people of Syria on their own once again. On this Monday, February 6th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Congratulations to New York fans. Too bad for the Patriots fans. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, Syria worsening as diplomacy evaporates. Romney stays the course politically, and we chart a soundtrack of the Arab Spring uprising. You can join all of our conversations at 877-8-MY-TAKE, but let's begin with the headlines.
Activists say government troops in Syria are laying siege to the city of Homs. A British human rights organization says at least a dozen people have been killed in the latest round of violence. The BBC's Paul Wood is in Homs and sent this report.
It was a quiet night until just after dawn, when at 6 a.m. we started hearing mortars falling about, I would think, one every 30 seconds. And also some heavier artillery has been used. We were told by local people it was multiple launch rocket systems, though we've got no way of telling if that is in fact the case.
Today's attack comes just days after the UN Security Council was unable to pass a resolution calling for President Bashar al-Assad to give up power. Anti-government demonstrators say weekend shelling by security forces killed more than 200 people in a single day, although the government denies any involvement. We're going to talk more about this in a few minutes.
And we'll have a dispatch from Paul Wood that's truly extraordinary from the city of Homs there in Syria. 19 Americans, including the son of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, are being referred to criminal court in Egypt. Prosecutors intend to try the U.S. citizens for alleged involvement in banned activities and illegally receiving foreign funds. There are among more than three dozen people facing possible trial as part of an investigation into groups promoting democracy and human rights in Egypt. Republican presidential candidates are turning their attention to Colorado and Minnesota ahead of tomorrow's caucuses. Frontrunner Mitt Romney seems to have the wind at his back, to say the least, after consecutive landslide victories in Florida and the Nevada caucuses on Saturday. Polls give the former Massachusetts governor an edge in Colorado, and it looks like a locked, dead heat with Rick Santorum in the state of Minnesota. Romney and Newt Gingrich will be in Colorado today. Santorum and Ron Paul campaign in Minnesota. Missouri also holds a primary tomorrow, but no delegates will be awarded in that contest.
Meanwhile, President Obama says he deserves a second term. The president made those comments during a pre-Super Bowl interview on NBC. He said things are improving, but the country can't yet declare a full-blown economic recovery.
We've made progress, and the key right now is just make sure that we don't start turning in a new direction that could throw that progress off.
The president also addressed growing tensions between Iran and Israel. He said he believes Israel has not made a decision to strike Iran, as worries grow over the country's suspected nuclear activity. And the New York Giants are Super Bowl champs yet again, scoring that last-minute touchdown to beat the New England Patriots 21-17. It was a rematch of the 2008 game where Big Blue also ran past New England and ruined the Pats' hopes for a perfect season. Giants quarterback and Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning says hard work and determination earned the trophy.
Great toughness, great faith by our guys, just believing. We spread the ball around, taking what they gave us, getting the ball out quickly, and a number of guys played big time today.
Team now heads back to New York. There will be a ticker tape parade in Lower Manhattan tomorrow.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets mixed, European indices down, futures are down this morning. The Dow gets underway at 12,862. The S&P opens at 1,344, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,905. Music and social change go hand in hand.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
A soundtrack to social change. We're talking later this hour about songs that have helped move history, and we want to hear from you. What's your favorite protest song? Is it Public Enemy? Maybe Dylan? Maybe Patti Smith? Call in and tell us your favorites at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us a text at 69866. Just lead with the word take. We're going to be charting a soundtrack for the Arab Spring later on this hour. Coming up, the United Nations has vetoed a peace plan to end the government crackdown in Syria. We'll talk about what this means for the future next.
Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from the...
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.